Santa's Marketing Guy. Once upon a time, there was a guy named Brad who lived at the North Pole. He was not an elf. He was a regular human being. Brad wasn't even from around there. He'd moved up specifically for a job. Brad had been hired to do all Santa's marketing. You may ask, why did Santa need a marketing guy? What the hell kind of promotion does Santa need to do? Everybody knows Santa's deal. That may very well be true now, but how do you think things got to be that way? Santa's triumph over his market did not happen by accident. Oh no, not at all. The fat guys giving out free toys thing used to be a fairly competitive field. There were tons of them. You couldn't swing a set of jingle bells without hitting one of these guys. There was Smiling Uncle Yeeky, Grootzig the Toy Flinger, the Podunk Brothers, Fat Sam, and a host of others. Santa was just a face in the crowd. It was Brad who was really responsible for Santa's dominance of the market. How did he accomplish this, you ask? Aren't you the inquisitive one? Well, I shall tell you. The key to Brad's strategy was to create a lovable character myth. Originally, Santa wore a gray pinstripe suit and a sort of Homburg. He carried all his toys in a large black suitcase, and although he traveled by sleigh, it was pulled by the same horses that pulled the Budweiser beer wagon. It was Brad who came up with the red suit and hat, the giant sack, and the idea of the flying reindeer. Also, previously Santa had laughed, which most people found kind of creepy coming from a middle-aged man who hung around kids. Brad's suggestion of ho, ho, ho was a huge improvement. People found this jolly and not at all threatening. So this Christmas, whenever you see an image of Santa or the old gentleman himself dispensing his wisdom in some mall or another, you may want to pause for a moment to give thanks to Brad and the marketing industry for making your life just a little bit better. After all, fewer children lose an eye every year since Grootzig the Toy Flinger was driven out of business.